AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Obama administration wants to cut methane emissions from U.S. oil and gas production by nearly half over the next 10 years. The EPA's target to reduce methane from oil and gas drilling by 40 to 45% by 2025 compared with 2012 levels. It's not clear how much the new regulations will cost the energy industry, which is sharply opposed to the plan. Opening statements today in the trial of a 19-year-old New Hampshire prep school graduate accused of raping a freshman student the day before he graduated in 2014 from St. Paul's School. Prosecutor Catherine Ruffel tells the court,
"It's not about St. Paul's School. This case is about Owen LaBrie sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl."
During the investigation, LaBrie spoke candidly with police about a practice in which boys about to graduate attempt to score with younger female students. Fires continue to rage in the western United States. National Interagency Fire Center says on its website 16 new large fires have broken out since yesterday, most of them in Idaho and Montana. Wildfires have burned across some 150 square miles of the Cascades in Washington state, taking homes and a massive Apple warehouse near Chelan. Rob Allen, deputy commander at one of the blazes, says his men have kept a grueling pace.
"It's hot. It's dirty. You're sleeping out here. They're sleeping out in the woods. They're getting up, you know, every morning at before the sun comes up, eating breakfast, getting on the line, working a full day, and then coming back."
Former federal police lieutenant is charged with trying to make methamphetamine in a federal laboratory in Maryland. An explosion last month in a lab at the National Institutes of Standards and Technology outside Washington injured Christopher Bartley. Investigators found ingredients used to make meth, including pseudoephedrine and Epsom salt. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 43. New York's mayor has signed a new law that could reduce outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease. Warren Levinson with more.
On the heels of a Legionnaires' disease outbreak that has killed 12 people, New York became the first city in the country to require building cooling towers to get regular inspection and disinfection. Health Commissioner Mary Bassett says you can't wipe the Legionella bacterium out of the environment.
"But we believe that this groundbreaking law has the potential to reduce the number and severity of Legionella outbreaks."
121 people have gotten Legionnaires' disease, a treatable form of pneumonia that's especially dangerous for patients with compromised immune systems. Warren Levinson, New York.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton told activists from Black Lives Matter that they should promote specific policy changes rather than only focusing on changing hearts. A video has surfaced of a private meeting after a campaign event in New Hampshire last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.